Tuesday, August 1st. President had me in early this morning. Wanted me to follow up on George Bush at the UN, making the point to him that he can only be an asset if he stands up to Waldheim and the UN crowd. He should not get gun-shy or apologetic, should stay solid on the U.S. position, make an asset out of kicking the UN. He should not let state pressure him. The president thinks he's doing a great job. He shouldn't give an inch to the Waldheim crowd. Stay as George Bush, defender of America. We need to keep Waldheim in line through the September-October period during the campaign. George should get out and make a lot of talks, as many as he can, around the country. Big question today was whether McGovern is going to get free time on television tonight. Went back and forth on it, and net result was that he didn't get the time. He made his Eagleton announcement last night and then was going to try to get the time tonight anyway. The networks wised up to it and canceled the time, most of them furious because he's trying to con them. Also, apparently his staff was very rough, at least on NBC, and he hasn't helped his network relations a bit by this maneuver. Conley called to say that Marvin Watson had told him that Ed McCormick in Boston had told him that Kevin White had called him to say that McGovern had called him last night and said that it would be Larry O'Brien for vice president, that this is something Kennedy's pushing for, and that's why they're putting it together that way. We had a political meeting today, spent a long time discussing the rules revision problem. Didn't resolve anything, but there is a problem there that we're going to have to get our team working on. Also, I spent most of the afternoon reviewing the Wolper documentary films and was not very impressed with what I saw, considering the amount of money, time, and effort that's been invested in them. I'm going to review the whole thing again tomorrow because I'm afraid we've sort of missed the boat there, although we'll see what develops. President's going to be furious when he sees them because he's given so much time and he knows how much film they've been shooting, and what comes out looks like a only rather adequate newsreel hodgepodge. End of August 1st.